Hi, everybody. For millions of Americans, this time of year holds great meaning. Earlier this week, we hosted a Passover Seder at the White House and joined Jewish families around the world in their retellings of the story of the Exodus and the victory of faith over oppression. And this Sunday, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will join our fellow Christians around the world in celebrating the resurrection of Christ, the salvation he offered the world, and the hope that comes with the Easter season. These holy days have their roots in miracles that took place long ago, and yet they still inspire us, guide us, and strengthen us today. They remind us of our responsibilities to God, and as God's children, our responsibilities to one another. For me and for countless other Christians, Holy Week and Easter are times for reflection and renewal. We remember the grace of an awesome God who loves us so deeply that he gave us his only Son so that we might live through him. We recall all that Jesus endured for us, the scorn of the crowds, the agony of the cross, all so that we might be forgiven our sins and granted everlasting life. And we recommit ourselves to following his example, to love and serve one another, particularly the least of these among us, just as he loves every one of us. The common thread of humanity that connects us all, not just Christians and Jews, but Muslims and Hindus and Sikhs, is our shared commitment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. To remember, I am my brother's keeper, and I am my sister's keeper. Whatever your faith, believer or non-believer, there's no better time to rededicate ourselves to that universal mission. For me, Easter is a story of hope, a belief in a better day to come just around the bend. So to all Christians who are celebrating from my family to yours, happy Easter. And to every American, have a joyful weekend. Thanks, God bless you, and may God bless this country we love.